Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are you?
Outstanding. Great.
Outstanding. I like that. For this week's edition, we're still going to continue our current study on character matters. And this week, we've been looking at how this topic is impacted by Paul. Right? And so today, I'd like to interject our study with a reading from Paul's last letter to the book of Romans, chapter 5. Verses 1 through 5. So could I have somebody read that for us, please?
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given it to us.
Very good. Very good. There's a lot of stuff in five little verses. Of course, one would rightly argue when it comes to Paul's writing, particularly in the book of Romans, that's some pretty deep stuff anyway. So it's pretty well packed. But let's see if we can unpack this a little bit. In light of... right, what our study is. All right, remember the theme is character matters. Now Paul uses the word character here, so it seems to be somewhat obvious that there is a relationship there somehow. But what say you?
I like how you say "in light of," because it says, "And we boast in the hope of the glory of God." And not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and on. And if you look at it like glory, more in a sense of being enlightened, if you take it that way, because it's to see, to rejoice in what God is showing you, right? Isn't that what glory is?
For the most part, yeah.
Okay, so if we boast in the light of God, not only so, but we also are enlightened in our sufferings, because we see suffering produces perseverance. And then the perverse perseverance that we see now builds a character that we also see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I like multiple times Paul uses in the Greek here on this little pericope. Well, we translate the word boast. Right? This was a deep shout of affirmation. Mm-hmm. Now, earlier on, when we were studying this character matters, and we talked about it, really we need to be glorifying God. Part of that is a praise. That's when we talk about priests and rulers. So as priests, we take the beauty and the justice of creation, we lift it back up to God and say, "Oh, you're good," right? The praise thing, right? But the glory, biblically speaking, is God's just rule. Now, that really runs both ways. Right? So we boast, Paul's saying, God's just rule is how we are justified by grace, right? Through faith in the one who exposed and made visible the just rule, Jesus the Messiah. Right? That's precisely what gives us confidence. Right? But what we're learning now is, you know, how do we get to a point where we think rightly about what God's just rule is. Right? So yes, Paul's not shifting anything here. He's consistent. Right? But he starts with that. So we boast in that. Well, it's hard to boast in something you don't know anything about. All right? Abraham. Well, elsewhere, Paul in Romans, Paul will speak about this whole, you know, first 11 chapters, so he's leading up on his argument. And he leans heavily on the story of Abraham. Because right? Abraham's 100 years old when God gives him a promise. Now, And do you remember what the promise is?
A child.
A child! I mean, his wife isn't too far behind him. All right? When you're 100, you're not really thinking about producing children. Right? I mean, you start thinking, I'm just hoping I can catch another breath. Right? But Abraham doesn't focus on the circumstances. Abraham doesn't even see the limitation of his personal body as impacting his thinking. So it is credited to Abraham as being righteous and faithful, because the only thing that impacts his thinking is what God has promised him. That's what Paul's summarizing, kind of those first couple of verses about boasting. And so Abraham, just from there forward, right? In a sense, this boasting, you know, speaking, you can think about speaking loudly, but boldly, as we see in the book of Acts with Peter, right? Audaciously, right? We're convicted, right? Well, Paul would say we're compelled to this truth. And the truth is grounded in God. Right? Now, you almost have to have that before you can then properly understand. Right? Suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character does not disappoint. And we boast in that process. All right. Thank you. A little extended clarification there. Yes, sir? You have anything?
I do.
Good.
It says we can... You like to ask this question about our goals?
Yeah, I mean, Paul's talking about how, here hope does not disappoint, so we see kind of hope as being the anticipation of a future realized in the moment. If that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah. Anyhow, what I was going to say is, all right, so here... 5 months down the road, let's say, I'm more likely going to be not living here.
Right.
And in a place with
your daughter.
With my daughter by that time. And life's going to be different, because the last couple of years, life has just been me coming here and then me running away like a little coward every so often, you know what I mean? Be honest with you. since 90, I've had to come a long ways to get here, but really, once I leave or move out of this place, it's going to see what I'm really about here, you know what I mean? Because, I ain't going to be reminded of it every day. It ain't going to, around me, it's going to be different. And to be honest, I'm not saying I'm missional on times, but you get used to it, and sometimes it's gonna stink when I have to move on, but it'll be good, the situation. But
you call it bittersweet, how we have all kinds of other human experiences. Our children go off to college, so they moved out, but they're still with us, and yet we have those experiences. I also think this pericope, I appreciate you bringing that up, because I think this scripture, right, applies directly to what you're talking about. Right? When you do move on from Neighbors of Hope, and you have your daughter, and you continue your employment, and you have your own housing and all those things, and we would say that's what you should be doing, right? Trials, testings, and tribulations will definitely come. All right, but much like Abraham, do you pay attention to the trials, the tribulations, and the testings per se, or do you keep your eye on the prize? Mm-hmm. In keeping your eyes on the prize, right, you will suffer through the trials, the testings, the tribulations, And in doing so, you develop the endurance. Over a continuation of that, you will have the character. Now, we've been practicing a lot of this since you've been here. So, in a sense, you're taking that skill set with you wherever you go. That means, Justin, you may miss us as individuals as much as we may miss you. But what you've been practicing here, all you're going to do is continue to practice it out there. Because it's the same God you've discovered in here that's empowered you is the same God that's out there. The same God that's worked you here to get you to the point to where you can have your daughter back and properly take care of her as her father is the same God that's going to ensure. Because hope, that hope does not disappoint you. The only thing that can disappoint you is you taking your eyes off the prize.
You're right.
Yes, sir. You were going to say something?
I was. You just caught me off guard. I was sitting here trying to overanalyze and underanalyze. I don't know if I was overanalyzing or underanalyzing the scripture. I was trying to understand it. But I still don't know if I really understand it. And I just realized, I was like, you know what? I still don't really understand a lot.
Him coming back, even after he left, time and time again, in a sense, he was building up his character because he endured. He could no longer plead ignorance once he was enlightened. So he came back, even though he still had trials and tribulations, he wasn't focused, so he stumbled. But it built his character up. It gives him hope for the future.
Okay.
The perseverance to come back.
To endure some more.
To endure some more.
Let's even reduce this down to what's practical and tangible for all of us. Mm-hmm. In the Life Change program here, I mean, we land here because we have histories of addiction. Right? Let us not think that some of the hardships we went through there is necessarily what Paul is talking about, the suffering. Okay? Yeah, it's Friday. I just got paid, you know, and my dealer's not around. Golly, I gotta wait 2 hours. Like, that's perseverance, right? No, that's not what he's talking about. All right?
Suffering because of the way.
Okay, but you made a decision to kind of give that up. Right. To give it up. All right? Would you not? I mean, because it's consistent with alcoholics and addicts. You have moments where you think about, it's 95 degrees outside. You know, it's summertime in Michigan. Right? This is party season. I would really like to be on a boat. You know, throwing back some buds. All that stuff. Right? We have the thought. Let us not lie to ourselves like we don't.
Right, who doesn't?
But choosing, thinking, as I would say, you know, playing that video all the way through. Because last, you know, after a few of those buds on a boat on a lake, you know, the Lanaway County Sheriff's speedboat seems to come alongside you. Yeah, well, I didn't see that in the video. Yeah, play that thing all the way through. All right, because that's not the suffering we're talking about either. The choice of choosing not to go down that self-centered road is your suffering. All right, that's a more tangible, practical that we're going through every day. In the program, right? Paul will say later when we in Romans 12, you know, we saw it earlier in Colossians, put to death, right? Things we have to do, right? But the more you do it, there's your endurance, and as the more you do it over a period of time, a character emerges that's very different. All right, gentlemen, I appreciate your insights and sharing with our listening audience. And thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and, of course, our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.